try to hurt you as hard as I can. It's been a year and more that I spent figuring out just how to survive. From misery until the day that I die.
Thought I was only to blame for the hell that we went through.
Good morning and welcome to episode 122 of Taking the Charge with you from Regensburg, Germany. I am David Hein of Hein News. Thank you for checking in again this week. We're going to concentrate this week on some German basketball. There was the BKBBL All-Star Game, All-Star Day in Ulm, and I went over there to do a couple interviews and some other things, and so I'm going to mainly talk about that. Before we start, basically just want to let you know how you can get a hold of us on Facebook. Just go in and catch us at the Taking the Charge group. Just ask for an invitation and we will gladly welcome you in. On Twitter, I am at Hein News. That's H-E-I-N-N-E-W-S. There's heinnews.com, obviously. And the email address is heinnews@gmx.de. Again, heinnews@gmx.de. Okay. So, like I said, the German BKBBL All-Star Day, and thankfully, and I always really appreciate, the league inviting me to their media get together roundtable discussion with the CEO of the league, Jan Palmer, and we had that before the festivities really got going on Saturday in Ulm, and just kind of wanted to report on some of the things that he talked about. The league and the clubs have agreed on the next business plan, sort of the business plan to become the final goal of becoming the top domestic league in Europe by 2020. Basically, they said they kind of developed a sort of a scorecard with about a dozen different criteria. He didn't really want to go into a lot of details. Actually, called the document confidential, which is something that informations really haven't been classified as confidential. Said that basically there's talk about the economic budgets, the media success, talking about the youth development, continued youth development, also marketing, adding personnel, expanding communications department, licensing, various licensing issues as well. I thought it was interesting that Jan Palmer kind of gave the league's opinion of where they rank, and they actually consider themselves fifth. Behind number one being Spain, number two being France, Italy, then Turkey. And he mentioned that the reason that, according to sort of a breakdown of all the criteria and sort of a scouting, ranking, a scoring of all of these rankings and criteria put together, that's the ranking that they got. And he said the main reason that France was considered so high, even though, for example, they really don't have any club success at the international level, is because of the fantastic television contract that they have. He didn't really go into loads of details, but just said that it's an amazing contract that they had, and he didn't know how they got that, but that definitely helps them move up in the rankings. He said that he could imagine that Germany pass up Italy in the near future. Did say that the Turks were pushing hard, so I don't know if he's thinking right now that both Turkey and Germany would soon pass Italy, but that's what he said. He said that the main issue for Germany is still, you know, the sporting success is, you know, to have the success on the international level. It's something that Germany still really haven't done. Göttingen won the Euro Challenge 2010, and Albert Berlin was in a Euro Cup final, but really haven't had much since then. Said that the clubs, one of the things that was part of the discussions in Ulm, basically over the weekend, the league, the BBL, actually wanted to cut down to 16 teams, but a large majority had decided to keep the 18 teams. I thought that was kind of interesting. The FIBA windows for national team was not discussed. They said that is such a huge issue that they are actually going to put that on hold and move that to their talks when the clubs meet together again at the top four of the cup in April in Oldenburg. Just said that it's such a complex issue that they wanted to really worry about that on its own. And then the other main issue, I think in my eyes, was that the clubs decided to keep the six and six German foreigner ratio. So there will be until 2020. So it will be six Germans on a 12-man roster. So no changes. No changes in that regard. Also talked a little bit about financial fair play and said that the EuroLeague will be deciding in the near future on who are the members of the body to oversee the whole implementation of financial fair play. Financial fair play does kick in next season, the 15-16 season. So slowly but surely, this will become a bigger and bigger issue. You know, everything basically have to look at, see what they're going, you know, also to try to figure out also what kind of punishment they, you know, could do. I mean, there's fines, there's points deduction, and in essence, there's also, you know, even a club being kicked out of a competition. But obviously, the goal is to keep people in the competition, not necessarily to throw them out. So it was good chat as always with the CEO of the BIKO BBL, Jan Palmer. Always gives us good information. So I was happy about that. The German All-Star Game is team nationals against the internationals, meaning that the international players face off against the Germans, and the Germans have never been able to beat the internationals, and once again the internationals ended up winning 110-101. Javon McCray from Meadi Bayreuth was the leading scorer. Brad Wanamaker from Bamberg won the MVP with a nice impressive showing. Top guy, and the guy I voted for was actually John Bryant, who had a double double and he was involved with this fun little back and forth trash talking showdown with Daniel Theiss, who from Rotsdale Farm Home, who had a double-double of his own for Team National. Tim Albrecht, I think, was the leading scorer. Also part of the All-Star festivities, was the NBBL. We'll continue with the slam dunk competition that was won by local hopeful Will Clyburn from Ratzefeld Ulm. Had David Holston come out and kind of help him with some of his tricks. There was a nice lob up against the shot clock, and Clyburn caught it and dunked it, reverse dunk, and that was the game. That was the winning dunk. Second place was David Bremley, who actually won the 3-point contest as well. He tried to bring in a little more creativity. I think in general the creativity was kind of lacking. With Holston coming in and kind of helping with Clyburn, that kind of helped it a little bit. But in general, I think the creativity level kind of was lacking. And then there was the youth all-star game, the under 19 NBBL all-star game, and that's where I'm going to focus my interviews this week. I went and got a quartet of interviews from players of those teams. Ended up getting Nicholas Kiel, Isaiah Hartenstein, Maher Akva, and Moritz Wagner. The North ended up beating the South, I think it was 67-63, for the first time since 2009, and only the second time since the game has been at the All-Star game, at the All-Star day. So that was a nice little kick for the North. Guys who impressed, I think pretty much all of those guys. Hartenstein, who's actually 2 years younger than what the group actually is, the age group is. And I think from the 21 players, I think there was only 8 or 9 of them, maybe something like that. There's less than half of them were actually the 96 age group, and the rest were either 97 or 98. Kiel's 97, Hartenstein 98, Akfa's 96, Moritz 97. Also, there was Richard Freudenberg from Bayern Munich. Wimberg was there. So it was a good, nice group of talent. We'll just go right into the interviews. Why don't we go alphabetical order? So we'll start with Maher Akva and then move on to Isaiah Hartenstein. Maher Akva of Ursprung, Isaiah Hartenstein of Artland Dragons. Then we'll move into Nicholas Kiel from Frankfurt, and then finish off with Moritz Wagner. So enjoy those, and we will catch you on the other side. Maher Akva here NBBL All-Star Game, part of the South team that lost for the first time in a while. Thoughts about that? About being on the losing side of this game after being a part of the winning time last year?
I mean, it was a tough game, and they crashed the offensive board. I think they had like 20 offensive boards, and we had some problems under the basket, I think. And yeah, it was a tough game, but Team North was better this time, and next year I hope the 97 born's gonna get it back to the South side.
Talk a little bit about where you're at, your game. I mean, you're playing NBBL, you're also playing some Pro A. Talk about where you're at.
You mean my game?
Yeah.
I'm efficient under the basket. I worked a lot in the summertime with Sasha Nachwe. He's like, I think, one of the best power forwards in the league. And I think my best game is under the basket, and think I need to work on my jump shot. And yeah.
What did you work with him on then? I mean, obviously he was known as being one of the craftiest guys, under the basket. Was that the main thing that you worked with?
Everything footwork with Sasha, like just footwork and keep the ball up and don't bring it like low. Just like when you go up, like have an arm that you because like when you go with right,
to protect.
Yeah, to protect the shot, and a lot of footwork drills and post moves and work on the left hand too.
Where do you feel you're at your game? I mean, if you play NBBL, you know, that last year, you know, you're a big body. You have a big body, and you're able to use that your physical advantage. Whereas if you play Pro A, you can't necessarily use that advantage. And I think that's where it's going to be important for you to see your next step development. How do you feel with that? I mean, knowing that, okay, I'm not going to be one of the bigger guys on the court right now. That's not going to be the only reason I might be better than somebody, but to actually work and to actually be better than because you are better than them. How have you gone about that?
It depends who defend me. Sometimes I got in a Pro A like a taller, slower guy, and I think I got a good footwork and got a good spin move. That's why sometimes I'll be facing up and trying to go around him. And when I got a little power forward on me or big man, then I try to body him and go to the basket. But I think I need to work on that I get faster. And yeah, get faster.
You're playing Pro A, you're playing NBBL obviously as well. This is the last year with NBBL. Maybe short term goals, do you want to try to get to a BBL team next year, or where do you think? Maybe 2 years, or what's your sort of goal? What's your frame of mind?
My goal for next year is like get a good contract in BBL, try to go BBL, because I think it's my second year Pro A, and I think the next step for me is BBL. But I need a team, like, I don't want to sit on the bench, you know, it's like tough in the BBL. And my agent Ademola Okulacha told me, like, he got some good option, and I really just focus on the season. I don't want to move down to the Pro B with Aegean, and then after that I'm going to sit with my parents and my agent, then trying to get it to the BBL team.
Germany U18 has been in Division B for way too long. You guys got the job done last year, undefeated. How good was that feeling to know that you're going to be playing Pro A next Division A next year? Not you, but Germany.
Yeah, it was a great feeling to go back to the A Division. I think Germany is an A Division team. And I mean, it was tough to play in the Division B because everything is so different. The hotel is different. But we was focused like all 9 games, I think. Yeah, 9 games. We was focused and just wanted to do the job done and go back to Germany and show them that we dedicated and want to get the Germany back to the A Division.
Frank Mentz, now U20s. You guys have struggled. You had two. There was 2 fifth place finishes. Otherwise, it's been 10th and 14th place. What do you guys want to do in U20s this summer?
Our goal is to get a medal this year, because I think we got a great team, like with Gavin Schlin from Michigan State, Eastman Wimbeck. I think Oaks, we got a great team. We just need to get this chemistry in this two months. Like we starting on May. And I think the under 20 gonna start in middle of July, and I think we got a great team, and it needs to work, you know. The team needs to work, and then everything is possible.
What's gonna be, if you guys have success, why is that gonna be? If you do have success, what's gonna be the main factor?
Main factor gonna be because I think we got a good outside and inside game. I think with Gavin and Oops and Eastman, we got like a lot of shooters, and inside we got a great options too with Sengfelder. He can shoot too. I think we're gonna have a great inside and outside game in the summertime.
How important is it to you know, you guys, you know, are up in Division A. You've been in Division A to like, but now at the 18s, but to do something now at the 20s, you know, fifth place, you know, means you lost at the quarterfinals. And you won the rest of your games. How important would it be for you guys to say, okay, make that next step and let's get to that semifinals?
I mean, I want to win a medal this year. I mean, I never had a medal. I just make it to the fifth place, and I want to have a medal. Like, I want to win, you know. And this year, I think we got a great chance to win a medal, and we're looking forward to win a medal this year.
All right, I'll let you go with that. Hey, Hartenstein, we're at the NBBL All-Star Game. How did you feel here? Actually, 2 years younger than the rest, or at least the age group. What are your thoughts about playing in the game?
It was fun. I mean, I didn't really make the shots that I normally make, but we won for one of the second time for a long time, and so we just really had fun with the guys, just playing with them, and I'm just happy to be a part of this event.
What did it mean for you to be part of this? I mean, you know, like we said, you are younger, but it's a recognition that you know, the talent is there. Thoughts about just in general, you know, how good does it feel to be here?
It feels really good, like to see that all the hard work pays off, and that the other people also see what you can do and your talent, and so it's really an honor to be a part of this event.
Maybe talk a little bit about where you're at in your game. You know, you're still so young, you still have so many things to do to improve upon, but you know, where do you think you're at right now? Maybe what are the things you're working on right now?
We're trying to work on like me getting stronger and a little bit just like the body wise, trying to get stronger in my defense. And I mean, I can get better in everything. Like, I'm still in the beginning of my career, and so I'm trying to work on everything right now.
Is there something that you feel that you do really well?
I think I'm a very versatile player. Like, I can do both sides. Like, if a small guy defends me, I can go inside. Or if a taller guy defends me, I can drive from the outside. And so it kind of helps.
Talk about, you know, being a lefty, you know, just watching your game, you know, a lot of guys won't expect that from you. You know, do you consciously know that you can use that as an advantage at sometimes, or?
I used to, but now the teams see, they watch film and see that I go left, and so I'm still working on my right hand. And you see, like, in the game, like, if I use the left to right, then, like, they don't really know how to defend me. And, like, a couple years ago, like, they only left the right side open. And so now, because I worked on the right hand, that they have to defend me normal and not just leave one side open.
So you're still working on it, and you feel it's getting better?
Yeah, I feel it's getting better. My coaches are really helping me to get more, like, doing both things and trying to go right and left. And so the NBBL also helps me that also I can try stuff with the right hand, and so to get myself more confidence.
You're considered one of the top talents in Germany. You were at the under 16, one of the top players there. Talk about how that experience was for you to show that, okay, at my age group I'm pretty good. You know, how did that make you feel? How did that, you know, was that a confirmation of you knowing where you're at?
Those tournaments really help you to see where you are and what other people in Europe and also Jordan Brand class. You could also see like where you are in Europe and also from different countries, also in Brooklyn, because I also played there. And so I could see like where I'm at right now, what I have to get better to be on the top level. And so those events really helped me to improve my game.
Who are some of the other guys in some of those events that you look and say, yeah, okay, these are some of the other guys I really need to step my game up to be at their level even?
Tadas from Lithuania is a really good player. Yeah, he's a really good player. He's tall, strong, and like has already for me a body to play like high, and so he's one of the really good players. And I forgot his name, but he's from France. One guy from France. I mean, there's a lot of good art generation, is a lot really good and athletic, and so.
This summer, the U18 team, last summer they got the job done, finally got back up to A. You're going to be going, at least trying out for the team. You imagine you probably would make the team. Thoughts about going and playing at the under-18 European Championship in Greece?
If I go, if I make it, it would be a real honor. And so now I have to try to find my role on the team and to see how it fits for me and what I can do there. Like the U16, I was one of the main guys, and now I have to prove myself that I also can be one of those main guys also in the U18.
You know, you look at Wimberg, you look at Figge, you look at, you know, Kiel, Freudenberg. There's some pretty good guys that's going to be going on that team. What do you guys go into that tournament sort of, you know, as a mind frame, you know, going into that U18? Looking at the talent, you're probably one of the better teams. Do you go in there saying, okay, well, you know what, we could do something there?
We don't really know right now, because first we have to find a way how to play together, because like we weren't really as a group right now, and so we need to get back to the chemistry and see how we can play with some of those players. And so, I mean, we are very talented, but we just have to get that all together to play as one team.
the names that we just read, you know, named off, you know, those are some pretty high level names, and you being in that circle, how does it feel? How do you feel to be sort of all of this, part of this sort of another push of German young basketball?
It feels really good that you can also see that the German basketball, also because of the UPBL and MBBL, just keeps on going and getting better and every time. And you see that also with the European Championships, we are always going higher and higher. And so I think in a couple of years, we'll probably be really good. And so I'm happy to see Dennis Schröder is also playing really good. He also played MBBL. And so it'll be really fun to see how the German national team, men team, will be in a couple of years.
Maybe some of the guys that you looked up to, I mean, you're still not old at all, but when you started really, you know, getting role models as a basketball player, you know, who were some of the guys that you were looking up to?
When I was really small, I was like Michael Jordan, but now, like, I found my game, and so it's more Kevin Durant because he's a tall player, and you can also play from the outside and inside, and so it's a really good.
All right, let's go with that. Thanks, man. Good luck. Nick Cube, we're here at the NBB All-Star Game. Not the result you guys wanted. You were on the other end of the game last year, and now you're in the other game this year. Thoughts about the game?
I think we lost the game because we didn't box out so good. And I think in the third quarter they got 11 offensive boards, and it's way too much. But so it's an All-Star game, but it hurts, of course.
How much does this mean to you guys? You know, let's say the All-Star game in general, and then also the North and the South. So now you've been on both sides of it.
Yeah, I was, but the All-Star game is something very special. But both between the North and the South, it's always a big competition, and you don't want to lose. But today we did, and it hurts a little bit. But so it's not so tough when you lose a real basketball game.
Yeah, it is an All-Star game. Talk about where you're at right now. You've moved from Paderborn to Frankfurt, in the Frankfurt system. What made you decide to go to Frankfurt?
First of all, the perspective to play in the first league in Germany, and in the past, Frankfurt showed that they believe in their young players, and they got also very good coaches. Gordon Herbert practices with the young players individual as well, and yes, this was the main point.
And the length of the deal, what was the deciding factor in that?
I mean,
why did you decide to go the length of it? Three years and one plus one?
First of all, I got to finish my school. I got 2 years left at school, and after school I want to be a real professional and want to play in the first German league as a backup in the power forward position. So that's my target for the time.
You got in one game already in the Beko Bibio. Thoughts about that?
It was an amazing feeling. Only, I think I played
minute 52
yes, and it was so quick, but it was amazing, so.
You're still only 17. Your game, where it's at, where you want to work, things that you're really working on right now.
At first, I want to work on my body and on my athleticism. But after that, that's a main point, and I work a lot with Dennis Well, my athletic coach. And after my body and my strength, I want to work on my shot, that my shot becomes consistent. And yes, that's it.
You said power forward. I mean, you want to be more of a guy that's more out on the perimeter, or maybe someone who does go inside a little bit more. What are your thoughts?
I think I like to play from outside more. I'm to face up the basket, and also a little bit like a point forward, and can also push the ball and share the ball, but yeah, like a point forward.
Who are some of the guys that you sort of grew up watching and sort of being a role model as far as the style of play?
When I grew up, I was not so tall. I played point guard, but the time I had, I liked watching some point guards. But with the time now, I like players who like actually Dario Saric and Mirotic, and of course Dirk, and that's the place I look up for.
Guys on your team on the Frankfurt pro team, young guys like Voigtmann and Bartel, how nice is it how much do you learn from them? Also, because especially Danilo is kind of playing the position you might want to play as well. How important are they for you guys?
They are very important for me. I learn a lot from them every day, and in every practice you get hurt, but that's what you have to deal with. And I learn every day to play against them better, and and not on the court, but also off the court. They are very, very nice, and also very smart guys, so it makes fun with them.
Talk about last summer. Germany has been in Division B for really for the talent level of Germany way too long at the U18 level. You guys got the job done finally, undefeated. Talk about that, how good it was of a feeling for you guys to finally get Germany back up to Division A.
It was very important for us. It was our big target to move up, and we didn't want to lose one game, so we reached that, and yes, what was an amazing time. We did a pretty good job as a team, and it made a lot of fun.
Serbia, Montenegro, Latvia, you know, you guys have some talent, you know, with Hartenstein, Wimberg, you know, you guys have a lot of talent. What are your thoughts about Greece?
I look forward to it. I think we got a pretty good chance to make a good place, but actually I can't say what place we are going to reach, but in the end I think we got a pretty good chance to play a good European Championship in the end. But I didn't join the team now, but I'm excited to it, and I look forward to it.
Do you guys go there with a little bit of pressure on yourself, saying, you know what, we have a lot of talent, and actually we're pretty good, you know, and as long as we don't get a Spain or a Serbia in the quarterfinals, there's really no reason why we can't get a podium spot?
Yeah, of course there's a lot of pressure, but I think we just have to believe in ourselves and believe in our talent, and just also in the preparation for the European Championship, we have to build the mentality that we're a pretty good team and can reach a lot. And
you're one of the big names in German youth basketball. You know, there's Isaiah Hartenstein, there's Wimberg, Obst. Talk about what it's like to be part of all of this.
Yeah, it's of course it's a special role, but I also think you have to work with it. So a lot of young guys also look up to you, and I think you have to work for it every day. And yeah, I'm proud to have such a role and such a name in my country. And it's very important, but you have also to work for it.
Before the European Championship and actually during the rest of the season, you're going to take a trip over to New York for the Jordan Brand Classic. How did you hear about that, and what did you think about that, and how are you looking forward to that?
I think I heard from it at the last person. It's a moment I wrote an exam, and after my exam I watched on my phone, and there were a lot of congratulation wishes, and yes, I'm very excited. It's a very big event, and a lot of talents are there, and especially a very nice coaches, and yeah, I want to learn a lot, especially on that weekend. So
what's the thing you want to do? You say you want to learn. Is there something that you want to do? I mean, there's guys from throughout the world. Do you want to see where you're at on the world? Do you want to, you know, see how the power forwards, the athletic power forwards play? What are you really looking at doing? I mean, it's really only in like what, five or six weeks or so.
So at first I want to compare my game to the other best players in the world, and I want to see where I stand actually, but of course I want to learn some new, I say, tricks from the coaches or the best coaches in the world, and it's very nice.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, man. Moritz Wagner, we're here at the NBBL All-Star Game. Your thoughts about playing in this game?
It made fun. It made very much fun. It was very heavy, but it made fun, and I had a lot of fun with the guys. It was nice to see the national team, and yeah, that's cool.
What did it mean for you to be named and be playing in this game? What did it mean for you?
oh, it was a great honor. Of course, it was kind of a goal, but I'm just happy that I can see the national guys back again, and that's pretty cool for me. So, and I had fun, so as I told you.
It's always nice to win the game, too, yeah, especially after you haven't won in a while.
That's right, because when Team Nord lost the whole time, so it's great to win there.
How serious do you take this game, you and your teammates?
Oh, actually, we took it very serious because it was a big game for us to win the game because Team Nord lost the whole time. So we gave our best. The game plan was to have fun, mm-hmm. but to have fun by playing good basketball, and I think we kind of did it. So
you're 17. You're still young. You still have a lot of development in your game. Where do you see your game, and what are the things you're working on now?
Okay. I hope that I can play in the future on the three position too, to be a little bit more cricket, to defend the three guards, small forward. That's kind of my weakness, the defense. But I hope I can develop my rebounding and my shot pretty much. So, and to defend the three guy.
You're able to play with Alba. You're getting practice with that team, with the professional guys. How valuable is that for you guys? For you?
Oh, that's pretty cool because the nice guys, they take me as a serious opponent and they make me better. And yeah, it's nice that Alba gave me the opportunity, and then I enjoy it.
Is there somebody on the team that's, you know, that you're working with more, that's taking you sort of under their wing, if you will? Or that you're learning a lot from?
Of course, Jamel McLean is kind of a homie because he's same position. He's taking care of me a bit. Niels Giffey too. I'm very good with him. And Akeem Vargas, I think, because Akeem is kind of the combination of youth player. He made the same thing I did, and so he can give me a lot of tips. And yeah,
the U18 national team last summer, you guys were able to get up to the Division A. How great of a feeling was that, knowing that Germany doesn't belong in the Division B?
Even though I didn't play so much, it was great feeling because we worked hard for it, and it was nice to get together as a group. And our goal was to win all 9 games, and it's always nice to achieve the goal to give yourself. So that was a pretty cool feeling, and it wasn't the first. It wasn't the first gold medal because we won the German championship too, and it was very nice to win that. Winning is always nice.
Talk about this summer, thoughts about going to maybe make the U18. Jamal, give me an opinion of Mort.
Highest level player I know.
What I told you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to play for the national team. I'm a very good relationship to the national coach, Alan, and I think it's a great thing in Volos in Greece this year. So it's a big competition, playing with Serbia,
Montenegro, Latvia.
Serbia in our group, and who else?
Montenegro and Latvia.
Yeah. They're gonna be a tough group, but that's how it is when you want to win. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you guys, I mean, you, there's Wimberg, there's Kiel, Hartenstein. Do you guys go there saying, you know what, we can even win this, or we can win a medal, we can get to the podium?
Well, actually, I think we didn't talk about that in a group yet, but I think when we start, practicing together as a team, I think that's kind of a goal to come as to win as much games as possible. And I think it would be dumb if we would say it's okay when we get third in the first round and quarterfinals, because it's a great talented team. We have great pool of players, so we should focus on winning as much games as we can.
You know, talking about the names that we just mentioned, you know, there's loads and loads of talent there. How does it feel to be part of this whole next push of youth basketball in Germany?
You know, it's unbelievable, because it's kind of what I have dreamed, and now it's true in a way. And that's pretty nice for me. I don't realize that even in this too with the pro team. I enjoy it very much, and after every night I sleep well, because I'm so happy and I'm living my dream right now. So it's pretty cool.
Your name's been connected a lot in the what's that? Sorry, your name's been connected a lot in the Berlin press, yeah. with college. What's your opinion about that whole thing?
Oh, that's a topic I not want to talk about much, because now the priorities are winning games in this how can I say it, period of the season. So of course I need to think about such things, but it kind of disturbing me in my how I feel and in my game. So I discussed that with my family and those people I want to discuss it with, and that's it. And time by time, step by step. So
last question on that, do you know when you're going to make a decision on one way or the other? Do you have a timeline of that after the season, over the summer, or?
Oh, actually, there's no timeline, but I think it's the wrong way to have pressure for this, because it's a big time decision for me. So I'm gonna take my time, and we're gonna see.
You have plenty of time. You also have plenty of time to develop your game. Last question: maybe look some of the guys that you kind of looked up to, and what do you think when you see a young child or someone come over and him look up to you?
Well, I don't realize that, because I realize it, but it's so unreal for me, because I'm one of the biggest fan, not only from the game. So I have my idols, and now it's some guys, and now they sometimes know my name. So that's kind of unreal for me, because I have never imagined that, and that's pretty nice, and that's unreal. Yeah.
All right, I'll let you go with that.
One note, the Kiel, in the Kiel interview, I mentioned Jordan Brand Classic, and it was actually, it's not the Jordan Brand Classic that he'll be at, but it'll actually be at the Basketball Without Borders Global Camp in New York City. So just to clarify that. This is an amazing group of talent, and it's really, I don't think that the I think it's crucial that Agva and his age group, the 96th, Obst and Wimberg, and Wimberg's actually 97, but that they were able to get Germany back up to the Division A level at the U18s. I think that's going to be crucial, that these guys who you know, they're not playing a lot of minutes in the Beko BBL. They're playing some Pro A, which is a decent level for these guys. But I think it's going to be crucial for them to be playing the Spains, the Serbias, the Turkeys, the Croatias, to really get an idea of where they're at, and you know, them playing against Denmark's and you know, Sweden's, and those, you know, those Bulgaria, you know, those lower level teams. Nothing against any of those programs in particular, but just those lower level teams, I think that is a that's it doesn't help in their development. I think it'll definitely be important for them. I think, you know, I think the key is going to be this summer in that U18 group. I mean, they can easily get a podium spot. I mean, they could easily win that title. You look at some of the talent that they have, but I really think they need to figure out how they can play with one another. There's so much talent in that group. There's so many guys with so many different ways that they can just create mismatches, do so many different things. I think Coach Ibrahimovic is just gonna he's got 12 Swiss Army knives, and he's only got one meal to cook, and he's just got to figure out which utensil of which knife to use, and combine them all, because, you know, you look at Hartenstein, you look at Wagner, you look at Kiel, you look at Wimberg, and all these guys just are so multifaceted in their games, that, you know, that they're just gonna, it's just gonna be, you know, he's got a lot of work, you know, I mean, there's one thing to say, okay, I have a lot of talent, but, you know, these guys really haven't played a lot together, so it's gonna be interesting to see what Germany can end up doing at the U18s. And luckily I'll have a chance to be there, but that's not till a couple months. So with that, I think we're going to leave it this week. Just really focusing on the German league this year, this week. I just kind of wanted to focus on that since I got the interviews with them and there was a good chat with Jan Pommer. Next week we'll be talking a little bit of EuroLeague. Also on Friday, the third leg of the Adidas Next Generation Tournament tips off, and that's in Kaunas. And so I think there's a good chance that we'll be talking some ANGT. It's always harder to say than the NIJT. Just got to get used to that. So I'm predicting there's a pretty good chance that we'll be talking some of that next week. Until then, basically just we'll let you know what you're going to listen to at the end of the show. And that is See Us Through by On Tour. And that is from the album Folk Rock. Came out December 12th of last year. So go check that out. That is available as all the music on Taking the Charge at freemusicarchive.org. So enjoy that. Enjoy the hoops this week, and we will catch you next week.
Try to hurt you as hard as I can. It's been a year and more that I spent figuring out just how to survive, from misery until the day that I die.
You always thought I was only to blame for the hell that we went through. Yet you loved me till this very day, when we tried to return. Ooh, hope we see us through. Cause you believe in me and I believe in you, my forgetful heart. That lies ahead is still the one we have to climb. No safety belt, no four-wheel drive, baby, just you and I. Ooh, hope we see us through. you believe in me and I believe in you, my forgetful heart. My forgetful heart.
Hello, my name is Sergio Scariolo, and you are listening to Taking the Charge.